Proverbs chapter 21. A king's heart is like sources of water in the Lord's hand. He inclines it to whatever he wishes. Every way of man is right in his own eyes, but it is the Lord who tests hearts. To do righteousness and justice is preferable with the Lord to sacrifice. Haughty eyes and arrogance, the field of work of the wicked, are preferable to them than a sin offering. The thoughts of a diligent man assuredly lead to plentifulness, but as for everyone who is hasty, his actions assuredly lead to lack. Acquiring treasure by a lying tongue is mist blown around by those who seek death. The rapacity of the wicked drags them away, for they refuse to act justly. The way of man is crooked and outlandish, but as for the pure man, his work is upright. It is better to live in a corner of a roof than in a mansion, but with a contentious wife. A wicked person craves wrongdoing. His neighbour does not find favour in his eyes. By the punishment of the mocker, the naive man becomes wise, and by the instruction to the wise man, he obtains knowledge. The righteous one is prudent with the house of the wicked. He overthrows the wicked to their detriment. He who shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will, in turn, call out, but he will not be answered. A gift given in private appeases anger, and a present put into the lap assuages strong fury. It is joy to the righteous to act justly, but a dreadful thing to those who commit iniquity. A man who strays from a prudent way comes to rest in the company of the Rephaim. He who loves merrymaking will be a man in penury. He who loves wine and fine food will not become rich. The wicked will be a ransom for the righteous, and the traitor in the place of the upright. It is better to live in a desert land than with a contentious and bad-tempered wife. There is delightful treasure and oil in the abode of the wise, but a foolish man dissipates it. He who pursues righteousness and kindness will find life, righteousness, and honour. The wise man can ascend into a city of warriors and shatter its great confidence. He who guards his mouth and his tongue guards himself from adversities. As for the arrogant and haughty man, his name is mocker. He deals in insolent presumption. The inclination of the lazy man will kill him, for his hands refuse to work. All day long he craves what his heart desires, but a just man gives and does not spare. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination, all the more so when he brings it in deceit. A false witness will perish, but a man who listens will speak steadfast words. The wicked man puts on a bold front, but the upright man prepares his ways. There is no wisdom, and there is no expertise, and there is no counsel which can prevail against the Lord. The horse may be prepared for the day of war, but salvation belongs to the Lord.